Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We have Missouri Governor Mike Parson on the phone with us this morning. Governor, how are you?
Fine, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thanks for giving me some time today. I appreciate that.
No problem.
You know, I noticed this tweet by Cori Bush, who is, of course, running for Congress down here in the 1st Congressional District, and I was shocked when I read it. She said, I'll just read it verbatim here. Cori Bush says, if you're having a bad day, just think of all the social services we're going to be able to fund after we defund the Pentagon. So she's not just wanting to defund police. She's talking about defunding the military here.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm aware of that statement. It is a lack of maturity. It is a lack of experience. And it is totally irresponsible to say anything like that, especially in the middle of a pandemic. And number one and foremost, our Missouri National Guard have been on the front lines for 8 months, delivering Remdesivir at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning to all hospitals in the state to save people's lives. They've delivered millions of masks to kids, to the most vulnerable people in this. We did more mobile testing sites in the St. Louis region and in her region than anywhere else in the state of Missouri put together. These guys have delivered food to kids when they were out of school. They've been working in food banks when nobody else would work there because the volunteers didn't want to be safe, not to mention the regular deployments that they have. Plus, they've been on the front lines in civil unrest. To say something like that you want to defund the military, when the economy that Fort Leonard Wood, that Whiteman, that all our military installations, the NGA in St. Louis, for crying out loud.
Right.
You know, $30 billion worth of income to the state, 180,000 jobs. And even my opponent, when she supports that and say that's the new way, when you start talking about defunding the police and defunding our military, it is just – it's a dangerous road to go down and totally it's just incomparable, because whether you're a Democrat or Republican, in this state, we support our military. We support our law enforcement. It's just unfortunate to even say something like that in a time that we're in the middle of a crisis, along with all the other obligations our military has.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Governor. You know, I think somebody, some intrepid member of the media needs to ask Nicole Galloway, do you support defunding the military? Because here's what we do know. Nicole Galloway's been sending out emails fundraising off of her association with Cori Bush, and she asked Missourians to move forward in a new way with her and Cori Bush. So if she supports Cori Bush, who I believe Gene Evans has described as being a member of Missouri's squad, if she supports her, does she support defunding the military?
Yeah, and there's nothing about new way. That's the wrong way is what that is.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about supporting her, you support Elizabeth Warren, you support Bernie Sanders. I mean, you go on down the list. They all support defunding the police. You don't get a pass. If you're going to run around with those people and you're going to live with their agenda, then we know what you're going to do if you ever had the opportunity to become governor. Thank goodness she's not going to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
I do not believe.
Well,
listen, I'm an Army veteran, and I can tell you, every veteran out there, when people talk about defunding our military, it's personal. 22 years wearing a badge, it's personal to me and all the way around. But for the people of this state, it's totally uncalled for. And again, it's just irresponsible. And that's not what we need for leadership. That's a lack of leadership.
No, couldn't agree more with that. And then you have to wonder, I mean, I don't know if Nicole Galloway is going to respond to that, but, you know, Jill Shoup, who's running for the second congressional district down here against Ann Wagner. I mean, somebody needs to ask her how she feels about that. She's been endorsed by Elizabeth Warren, and you have to assume that she'd be voting along with Cori Bush.
Yeah, look, this whole thing saying this is a new way and new things, this is just a small majority of people. I guarantee you the Democrats I know in this state do not stand for not supporting our law enforcement. They don't stand for people that say they want to defund our military, take away our military installations in this state. You know, most people support the flag of the United States of America. They believe in the Pledge of Allegiance and the Star-Spangled Banner. That's just who we are and who our values are in this state. And I'm going to represent those values. I could care less about party lines sometimes. Those are not party lines. Those are basic fundamental things that describe freedom. And we all need to hold on to them dearly.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Governor Mike Parson, our guest right now. And, you know, Governor, I've noticed that one of the headlines that your opponent is trying to drum up against you again here recently was your comment that you made to me a while back regarding the McCloskeys and whether or not you would consider a pardon for them if whatever is going on down here in the city actually results in a conviction of some sort. I guess I'm not convinced that it would, but I think you told us first here that you would consider that if it happened.
Yeah, well, if she said I said that I'm going to pardon him, she's got that right. That's the one thing I would say she got right. I definitely will pardon him if that ever occurs, you know. But, you know, you just can't believe the propaganda that comes out of there. It's like the old thing, the media likes to say we kicked 100,000 kids off Medicaid. We never kicked one kid off Medicaid. All we did was verify the rolls, which is the law requires that, and she didn't do her job when she was here. So to put all this political spin on this, is just ridiculous. And I am not going to let somebody put people in jail for political purposes. And that's all the McCloskey deal is.
No, I agree. I agree with that. Absolutely. You know, Governor, while we've got you on here, how are we doing with the COVID fight here in Missouri?
Yeah, we're getting ready to brief on that. You know what? The entire Midwest is seeing a spike in that. I mean, the cases are going up. We're keeping a good eye on our hospitalization, but nothing we can't handle, nothing that we're prepared for this. We knew this was coming. And again, I think we're going to be averaging about 1,500 cases a day. But here's what I would say, Mark. The media is going to put a lot of information out there on daily numbers. And the daily numbers are very misleading if you just use it for propaganda-wise. For the Missouri people, for you, because I know you guys will do it right there, you need to look at the seven-day data so you get a good idea of where we're going. Because these spikes that they're referring to, most of that is just because of dumps of a lot of data, death certificates that haven't been turned in for months, and all of that stuff. So it's important that people really know the truth about this and where we're moving forward. But look, this virus is out here. It's serious. We got to do everything. We all got to come together, do our part to try to do as much as we can. But we have to deal with this situation. There is no magic wand that we can wave to get rid of this virus. And there's nobody to blame for a virus. It is a virus. And we just got to be able to figure out everything we can do to protect people.
Governor Parson, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.